Colin in Belfast, Ken and John in Belfast, and Robert. John, morning to you, John.
How are you doing?
Go ahead, John.
Steve, I'm just wondering, what do the unionist politicians do when they go to Westminster and the House of Commons? Do they all go for a wee sleepover or something like that? Because the British government have been telling people since 2006 that the IRA were still in existence, but they were on a peaceful and political path. Okay? They missed that bit, so they did. The on the runs, they didn't hear that either, so they didn't, even though that was mentioned in Parliament more than once. Now, Sinn Féin also have representatives in the
UK. But if the police are telling us that people within that IRA structure have committed murder, does that not change the landscape?
No, it doesn't, because Sinn Féin cannot be responsible for some renegade within the IRA who may have taken things on his own hands. So, no, you can't do it. Right.
And Chief Constable's gone further than that.
But the police have also said that they are convinced that Sinn Féin is also on the path of politics and they're peacemaking. So, you know, the people are picking one line of the Chief Constable's statement and running with it, ignoring the rest of it, as what most of the unionist parties are doing. Now, what I was about to say was that Sinn Féin also have representatives in the European Parliament. They've got use of the House of Commons. There's no one in the European Parliament are asking for Sinn Féin to be removed, and there's no one in the House of Commons asking for all the immunities that they have to be taken off them.
So what do you think unions should do?
Unions should put their nose to the grindstone and do the job that they're employed to do. Make this place work.
Ken. Morning, Ken. Hello, Ken.
Hello.
Go ahead, Ken. Steven. Go ahead.
I would just like to say the stance taken by Mike Nesbitt is the stance of a leader, right? I agree totally with what Jim Allister said. He was the leader. He is the leader in this situation. And it's the most principled, noble stand on anything that has come out of Stormont since the whole place was set up.
Why?
The whole place has been on life support machine for several years now. All the DUP do is huff and puff and huff and puff. I mean, what happened to the on the run thing? They were just gonna, you know, they were just gonna do everything about the on the run, and they brought this business in about get out of jail free letters and all this here. The DUP are incapable. They're just egomaniacs, right? Yeah, egomaniacs. Mike Nesbitt has done totally the correct thing. The official unionists have done totally the correct thing. And I'll tell you what, I'm a no voter.
Well, you heard the point I was putting to Jim Allister. So now you're talking about Mike Nesbitt. Is he going to make any more joint initiatives with the political wing of loyalist paramilitaries?
Well, I'll tell you what, at least he has brought me back into the voting fold. I have not voted since this warped Stormont was set up. I didn't vote for Mo Mullum to go into the Mays or McGabbrey and talk to terrorists. Yeah, that was my main thing. People, psychopaths in jail who got a vote, who got a say in the running of this country, and I would be personally glad. I would be totally glad to see direct rule, because you might have some shady politicians over in Westminster, but at least they're not running about with Armalites.
Well, I will remind you that every political party in the executive say they are committed to peace. I will remind you, if you're referring to Sinn Féin, that they have called those who carried out this murder criminals.
Just weasel words. Just words. Just weasel words. And by the way, I don't have any time or any truck for any of the bully boys on either side. It's time that this country woke up, grew up, and went to proper politics. I mean, for example, one thing that this country could do to improve things is bring in integrated education for everybody. I'm 58 years of age.
A senior source in Sinn Féin told me that if the Assembly falls, it may not be up again for at least 10 years.
That's good. That's good. It's a waste of money. It's a waste of time. It's a total waste of time. What, I mean, what do they achieve, Stephen? You know, they can't even agree on flags, right? They have to bring in people from Washington and New York to help them eat the scones and drink the fruity water up at Stormont, and then they all walk away and they don't agree on anything. They can't agree on anything. So that is the fallacy of
they've
this
agreed on tuition fees, keeping tuition fees lower than elsewhere in the UK. So if you have kids going to school, you have kids going to university, then if there's direct rule, your fees very much could triple. From it's 3,000 odd quid here, isn't it? It's 9 grand across the water. I've told you about water rates. If you're against gay marriage, those are just some of the policies that may be imposed on you if this assembly falls.
The gay marriage thing doesn't bother me in the slightest. You know, if people are gay and they want to get married, let them work away, right? Let them work away. It doesn't bother me.